palestra.
Io sto fine, io sto fine, io fine, io fine. I walk and I talk about you.
Falcons, You're So Fine, with Joe Stubbs doing the lead singing there, brother of Levi Stubbs, who were the Four Tops. Welcome to the Birmingham Record Collector Show, BRC Radio, brought to you each week. And we hope you enjoy today's show. And we got a lot of good, interesting stuff, all kind of genres of music to play. So let's get right back to it. We've got two coming up now. We've got one from one of the ladies of country coming in. And we've got a Billy Joel coming up. But let's get started right now with K.T. Osland, the number one song for her on the country charts, with a little song called Do Ya.
Do you still get a thrill when you see me coming? Just to bring a little comfort to you. Do you? Do you still like the feel of my body lying next to you? Well, I guess what I'm asking, do you still love? Or do you lie awake thinking I'm the biggest mistake you ever made? Honey, now do you? And if just by snapping your fingers you could snap them fingers and make it all go away, honey, now would you? Do you miss me when I'm gone, but sometimes wish that I stay gone just a little bit longer? What I'm asking is, do you still love me, do you? 'Cause honey, I sure do still love you. At least I think I do. And these questions I'm asking, you could ask him of me too.
What I'm asking, do you still love me, do you?
always found it hard to take her. She wouldn't listen to advice. And though he never tried to make her, she often thought it would be nice. Oh, and now she's heading out to California. It's been a long time coming, but she's feeling like a woman tonight. And she left a little letter, said she's gonna make a stop in Nevada. Tried for years to be a good wife. It never quite got off the ground. And all those stories of the good life convinced her not to hang around. Oh, and now she's heading out to California. She doesn't know what's coming, but she's sure of what she's leaving behind. And she left a little letter, said she's gonna make a stop in Nevada. Goodbye, goodbye. Though she finds it hard to leave him, she knows it would be worse to stay. He wouldn't understand the reasons that make a woman run away. Oh, and now she's heading out to California. Some money in her pocket, she's a rocket on the 4th of July. And she left a little letter, said she's gonna make a stop in Nevada. Goodbye, goodbye. Now she's heading out to California. With some money in her pocket, she's a rocket on the 4th of July. And she left a little letter, said she's gonna make a stop.
And that was Billy Joel off his Piano Man LP with a cut called Stop in Nevada. I've always liked that album. Had a lot of good stuff on it. It's probably my favorite Billy Joel album. But I've really enjoyed that song, Stop in Nevada. And before that, a number one hit for K.T. Osland on the country charts with Do Ya. Okay, thanks for joining us here on BRC Radio, brought to you each week by Birmingham Record Collectors of Birmingham, Alabama. If you got a request, send it to BRC@birminghamrecord.com, or just leave a comment there on the webpage and we'll find it and play your song for you if we can find it for you. Okay, let's keep going. That's what we're here for, is play some music. We've got three coming up now from the late 50s, early 60s era. We got Claude King coming up. We've got to do an Everly Brothers and then Tommy Tucker. But right now, Claude King is going to tell us about Clifton Clower on Wolverton Mountain.
They say don't go on Wolverton Mountain if you're looking for a wife. 'Cause Clifton Clowers has a pretty young daughter He's mighty handy with a gun and a knife.
Her tender lips
are sweeter than honey, and Wolverton Mountain protects her there. The bears and the birds tell Clifton Clowers if a stranger should enter there. All of my dreams are on Wolverton Mountain. I want his daughter for my wife. I'll take my chances and climb that mountain. Though Clifton Clowers, he might take my life.
Her tender lips
are sweeter than honey, and Wolverton Mountain protects her there. The bears and the birds tell Clifton Clowers if a stranger should wander there. Well, I'm going up on Wolverton Mountain. It's too lonesome down here below. It's just not right to hide his daughter from the one who loves her so.
Her tender lips
are sweeter than honey, and Wolverton Mountain protects her there. The bears and the birds tell Clifton Clowers if a stranger should wander there. But I don't care about Clifton Clowers. I'm gonna climb up on his mountain. I'm gonna take the girl I love. I don't care about Clifton Clowers. I'm gonna climb up on that mountain, and I'll get the one I love. I don't care about Clifton.
Problems all day long. Will my problems work out right or wrong? My baby don't like anything I do. My teacher seems to feel the same way too. So good. My love life just ain't swinging like it should. Problems, problems, problems. They're all on account of my loving you like I do. Problems, problems, problems. They won't be solved until I'm sure of you. You can solve my problems with a love that's true. Problems, problems, problems all day long.
Put on your red dress.
case some fool might wanna find. Put on your high heel sneaker, wear your wig hat on your head. Put on your high heel sneaker, wear your wig hat on your head. I'm pretty sure I'll be in bed. Cause you know you're gonna knock him dead.
Tommy Tucker, High Heel Sneakers, as a 1964 top 20 hit for him. Before that, we had the Everly Brothers, the guys who had dozens and dozens of hits. That was a number two hit for them in 1958. That's Problems. And before that, Claude King got us started with Wolverton Mountain, a top 10 hit for him in, I believe, 1962. And, you know, about that, that's one thing about radio stations around here at that time. We would hear stuff like Claude King, which was probably more country, but then you'd hear the rhythm and blues and like a Tommy Tucker. So we had a wide variety of music we could hear around here. But let's keep things going right now. We got two coming up. We've got a duet coming up, a Ray Charles and Bonnie Raitt song coming up on a CD he did. Then we'll do a doo-wop by the Regents with a song called Run Around. Right now, let's go back to Bonnie Raitt singing along with Ray Charles. They're doing a song called Do I Ever Cross Your Mind.
Do I ever cross your mind, darling? Do you ever see some situation somewhere somehow triggers your memory? Huh? And do you ever wonder what became of all the time? Honey, do I ever ever cross your mind?
Do you ever want to know? Do all dreams go on endlessly? Or do they just run down somehow and gradually become custody? Oh, that melancholy jailer for all the time. Oh, my, do I ever, darling,
cross your mind. Oh, uninvited. Or when you're lonely, or does it only happen to me?
Darling, do you ever want to know what became of all the time?
I want to know, do I ever, ever cross your mind?
Oh, baby, baby. What became of all the time?
Please tell me, do I ever, ever cross your mind? Do I ever?
I'm sick and tired of your lies, telling me that you're good when you're going out with guys from your whole neighborhood. I've got news for you and I were not kidding around. Back off your bags and get out of town. Run around, run around, run around. Run-dee, 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 run around, run around. Run-dee, 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 run around, run around. Run-dee, run-dee, run-dee,
run-dee.
Yeah. I bought you a ring, yeah. What a love this is, yeah. You're ruining everything. I used to have a job, took me from town to town, but everywhere I went, this is what I found. Run around, run around, run the run. This is what I found. Run around, run around, run the run the run the run around, run around, yeah. Run the run the run the run around, run around, run the run the run the
run around,
run around, run around, run around, run around, run around, run around, run around, run around, run around, run around, run around, run around, run around, run around, run around, run around, run around, run around.
All right, that's the Regents with Runaround. I believe that was 1961. Had a top 40 hit for them there. So, of course, the only other thing they did was Barbara Ann. They had a big hit with it, Barbara Ann. So, but that was the Regents, 1961. Runaround before that. From the CD, Ray Charles CD, Genius Loves Company. It's a whole CD of duets that he did with different people. and that one was with Bonnie Raitt, and they did a song called Do I Ever Cross Your Mind. That song was written by Michael Smotherman. First time I ever saw that was in the, I believe it was the early 80s, and he was on Austin City Limits, and he performed that song. And I knew then I liked that one a whole lot. So glad to see that someone did it later on, too. I think Cher even did a copy of that. Okay, here we go. We're going to keep going. We got Waylon Jennings coming up, then we got Bertie Higgins coming up, and we'll end with a little ELO. So let's go back with Waylon. He's doing a Don Williams song. The name of it is Amanda.
I've held it all in, God knows I've tried, but it's an awful way. Boy's life. Look in the mirror in total surprise at the hair on my shoulder, the age in my eyes. Amanda, light of my life, fate should have made you a gentleman. Amanda, the light of my life, fate should have made you a gentleman's wife. It's a measure of people who don't understand the pleasures of life in a hillbilly band. I got my first guitar when I was 14. Well, I finally made 40, still wearing jeans. Light of my life, fate should have made a gentleman's wife. Amanda, light of my life, fate should have made a gentleman's wife.
Yeah. Honey, can't you remember? We played all the parts, that sweet scene of surrender, when you gave me your heart. Please say you will play it again, 'cause I love you still. Maybe this can't be the end. We had it all, just like boogieing in the car, starring in our own late late show, sailing away to Key Largo. Here's looking at you.
Tight. That's ELO. That was a big hit for them in, I believe, 81. Before that, we had another big hit from 81. That was Bertie Higgins doing Key Largo, and that came from the movie Key Largo with Bogey and Bacall in it. If you've never seen it, you need to see that movie. That's a good movie. And before that, we started off with Waylon Jennings, a number one country hit for him, Amanda, a song written by Don Williams. That song also for Waylon made the pop charts at number 54. Anyway, that's three good ones I like there. And let's keep on going. I'm going to play one next by a buddy of mine, Larry Parker. had a group called Larry and the Loafers. They did one called Panama City Blues. I know it's fall time right now, but let's think back to what we did this past summer, maybe going to Panama City or somewhere on the beach. He did one called Panama City Blues. Then after that, we're going to follow that one up with one of my all-time favorite songs, Money, That's What I Want, Barrett Strong. And then we'll finish up with Rolls Royce. So here we go right now, Larry and the Loafers and Panama City Blues.
Oh, his chair, waiting on you. Oh, baby, to see things my way. But not a word do you say. You're even look my way. Yeah. Girl, I'm spending my dimes, wasting my time.
From the movie Car Wash, that's Rolls Royce with I Want to Get Next to You. That was a top 10 hit song for him back in 77. I believe it went up a little higher on the R&B charts, but never made number one. I was kind of surprised. That's a real good song. And before that, we had Barrett Strong doing one of my favorites, Money, That's What I Want. I think it was a top 20 song, I believe, somewhere in that range in 1960 on the pop charts, but it did go to the top five on the R&B charts. Real good song there. And a buddy of mine, Larry Parker with Larry and the Loafers, got us started with Panama City Blues, and a real good, real big hit around this area. So, all right, we're going to do another song now and then do our double play. We're going to start out with Linda Ronstadt and the Stone Ponies doing Different Drum. That was a hit for her and the group. And then we're going to do the very first Lynyrd Skynyrd 45. We're going to do the front and the back of that one, and I hope you enjoy that. I'll tell you a little bit more about that when we get back. But right now, Linda Ronstadt, the Stone Ponies, Different Drum.
You and I travel to the beat of a different drum. Oh, can't you tell by the way I run? Every time you eyes at me, whoa, you cry and moan and say it will work out,
lot longer if you live without me. So don't get me wrong, it's not that I knock it, it's just that I am not in the market for a boy who wants to love only me. Yes, and I say it. Live a lot longer if you live without me.
sometimes I lean my head and cry. I need to see you laugh again, and I wanna see you smile. Michelle, oh girl, I love you, baby, you're my only child.
Skynyrd's first two songs they had on vinyl. That was on the Shade Tree label. That one that just went off was Michelle, and the first one that they did was Need All My Friends. And if you ever see a copy of that, the spelling is different. They've got it on this one, instead of ending in YRD, they end Lynyrd and Skynyrd in ARD. So that was Lynyrd Skynyrd's first 45, 1968. So it was 6 years before they had a charted hit, so they really hung in there. All right, and before that, we had Linda Ronstadt with Different Drum with her group, the Stone Ponies. That was her first charted song, 1967. And shortly after that, she would go solo, and the rest is history. Well, we're getting close to history. I'm going to try to squeeze in two more here if I can. I'm going to do a Sam and Dave, and then I'm going to do a Jim Reeves, and we'll come back. If I don't have time after the Sam and Dave, we'll have to come back and finish them. But here we go right now with Sam and Dave off their I Thank You LP. And this is a song called Wrap It Up.
My
Well, we won't get to that Jim Reeves. We're going to have to close that right now and do what Sam and Dave singing about, and that's Wrap It Up. We're going to wrap this show up. But that was Wrap It Up by Sam and Dave. That was the flip side of their hit song, I Thank You. But anyway, so we're going to have to go. Thanks for being here. If you got a request, remember, you can leave a comment there on the webpage, or you can send it to brc@birminghamrecord.com, and we'll try to find it and get it on for you. So keep listening. Tell friends about us. And we hope you enjoy the show. We're going to get out of here with our usual instrumental. This is going to be a number one song from 1959. This is Santo and Johnny, and they're going to be doing Sleepwalk. So we'll see you next time.